the bills that we're talking about, that we talk about the most often in this building, are about how we are going to remove students from their school district. And we don't have conversations about how we're going to keep students in those school districts and how we're going to help them perform better. The prior witness did discuss one major component part of that, and that is teacher pay. That is not the first time that you guys have heard me come before this committee and talk about the need to pay our teachers more. It is a funding issue. You guys have heard me talk about being underfunded in school transportation, $220 million for FY20. If we had that money, that could go to teacher pay. We could pay our teachers more. We could invest more in our classrooms with funding structures. I wish that we were having conversations about after-school tutoring and how we were going to fund that and how we were going to provide other academic enrichment. But instead, the bills that come before this body are always about how we're going to take kids away from their neighborhood schools or their community schools. I also do feel compelled, because I've talked about this before, just because you don't score advanced or proficient does not mean that you are not at grade level. It does not mean that you cannot read. It does not mean that you do not know how to do math. There is a wide range of basic, I'll call it a misrepresentation, has just been allowed to continue in this building. And it doesn't mean that. I have shared my own story with my son. He can score proficient in reading. He's in second grade. He moves between proficient and basic all the time. And the test that we are using to score these students is a one-time snapshot at the end of the year, based on a whole lot of factors. My wife is a teacher, and whenever she was giving that test, she had a student who swallowed a mint, thought they were going to die because they were choking, and then had to sit down and take the test. I don't think that student probably performed very well. There are a whole range of factors that impact a student's performance, whether or not they can use an iPad, all of these different things that take place. But this, each time that I hear this about, if you score basic, you're not at grade level or you can't read, I feel the need to speak up to it.